Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Roll it up, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. Like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I fire at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio.
Hello. Well, Thank you for having me.
It's an honor. Ladies and gentlemen, Caitlin Diamond.
One and only.
Yes. Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up in Ontario?
Yeah, 100%. I've actually been a wrestling fan since I was about 8 years old. So, a long time now. Too long.
Who were the persons that you idolized while watching wrestling?
They've changed over the years. When I first started watching, it was around 98, 99, so it was the Attitude Era. I loved Steve Austin, Jericho, Rock, Triple H, Hardy Boys, Edge and Christian, Lita, Trish Stratus.
Also, what got your interest in training to become a wrestler?
I watched it on TV, and I just thought it was cool. Like, I did martial arts from a really young age, so I was always into, like, physicality. And I always excelled in my drama programs in school. And I just kind of thought that, like, wrestling was the perfect combination of acting and physicality. So that was – it was self-inspired, really.
Did you have another athletic background before training?
Not really. I was in and out of a few things when I was really young, like soccer and stuff like that. But nothing really held my attention for too long. But I did karate for 10 years. So that was what I focused on. And I got to a point where I was like, a black belt is like the highest level you can get to. And I was like one level below that. But you have to be 18 years old to go for your black belt. Well, I was the one level below a black belt at the age of 13. So I said, like, why do I want to wait for 5 years before I can get a black belt? In my mind, I know I'm a black belt. I'm just not old enough to go for it yet. So that's where my interest stopped with martial arts. And when I turned...
Who were your trainers?
A guy by the name of Irish Mike O'Shea in Ontario trained me, and I later got training with other people in Mexico, Grand Apache, Super Crazy, Phoenix, etc.
And you also a Lucia Doro, which was it your idea to become a luchador?
Yeah, I knew I wanted to leave Ontario and get out, see more of the world, first of all, and second of all, wrestle in a different culture and a different style to see if I could keep up with it. So I made the decision to, like, move to Mexico City and train out there. And I don't know. I don't really consider myself too much of a luchadora. I can deal with the style, but I'm not an extremely aerial-based wrestler. But, you know, I do okay.
What are your memories of your first match?
Oh, my first match was in Maynardville, Tennessee. And I was doing a Dr. Tom Pritchard weekend camp. I had just turned 16 years old. And he liked my work, and he said that I could work on the show that evening. I said, what, are you crazy? Because in Ontario at the time, you had to be 18 years old to wrestle legally. And he's like, yeah, there's no rules in Tennessee. You know what you're doing. You trained for over a year at that point, so we're going to throw you in there. So... there was no other girls in the area, so what happened was the local heel, he came out, he insulted the crowd, and I was sitting in the crowd as a plant, and he said, if anyone wants to get in the ring with me, you know, raise your hand. So I raised my hand. I got in the ring with him, and we had a bit of a promo back and forth where he just insulted women and said, you know, we don't belong in the ring, we belong in the kitchen, that kind of thing. And so... it was basically just a match to propel him and get him some more heat. So, you know, I had a little bit of a shine on him that lasted maybe like 30 seconds, and then he just beat me up, and everybody hated him, and mission accomplished.
You have any thoughts of working with the Blue Angel?
Pardon me?
Do you have any memories of the Blue Angel, working with the Blue Angel?
Honestly, I don't even know who that is. If I did work with her, I don't remember it.
Right. Any memories of the promotion DCW?
W?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Scott D'Amore's promotion. I've never worked for him. He runs out of Windsor, which is about 3 or 3.5 hours away from me. And I never trained at his school, so he tends to either book, like, strictly names or his students or both. And I'm neither of those things, so he's never booked me.
Thoughts of Silesia Sparks working with her?
Yeah, I like Silesia. She, like me, started very young, and, you know, she actually did make a heck of a name for herself a couple years back. She was wrestling in the United States a lot, and she was a part of Ring of Honor. And then she had some issues crossing the border, and now she can't enter the U.S. for, like, 5 years or something like that, and that's really slowed her down. So I feel bad for her in that sense. But, yeah, she's come a long way from when she first started. So I'm really proud of her.
Right. And she do come remind me of a, when I first saw her on Ring of Honor, kind of remind me of a Trish Stratus with dark hair.
don't know. I think she's more of like a short Beth Phoenix because she's jacked. Like she is, she's in phenomenal shape. And I think last time I worked with her earlier this year, she had said she was doing fitness competitions now as well. Like she's in phenomenal shape. So she's got a lot of discipline.
Definitely, another one that's definitely belongs in the WWE.
Yeah, you could say that. She's got a really unique look to her, and she knows how to wrestle, which is more than what can be said for a lot of people. So I wish that she could get into the U.S. She's kind of stuck here, which sucks. But she's still young, so hopefully the 5 years go by, and she just takes that time to get better.
Right. Any memories of working with Courtney Rush?
Yeah, a few memories. I actually just worked with her last weekend as well. It's the first time that I've wrestled her since, like, before I went to Mexico. We wrestled literally last weekend, and I just won a championship off of her. So she's always fun, and she's really honest. Like, if something isn't good, she's not going to lie to you and tell you it was good and then go behind your back and tell everybody it was terrible. Like, she'll just tell you straight to your face it sucked, which wasn't the case last weekend or anything, but I just like the kind of person that she is, and I like working with her.
And was that one of your highlight moments of winning the MCW title?
In the grand spectrum of my career, I hardly remember that, honestly. It was a long time ago. I definitely like all of my matches that I've had with Courtney Rush, and it was cool to win it from her in my hometown with that support behind me. But it's not a really, really big, important promotion, so the title victory itself doesn't really mean that much to me.
True. And what's your memories of Jody DiMaio?
Jody DiMaio is one of my best friends in the entire world. Had some awesome matches with her. Probably my favorite match ever was against her. It was a ladder match. And we beat the hell out of each other. Like nobody has ever beaten the hell out of each other before. I think because we're such good friends, we just have that mutual respect for each other. We know that, you know, if somebody gets clocked in the head, it's not because we're trying to hurt each other. It's just because we want to put on a good show. And, I love her to death, honestly. She's kind of taken school more seriously now, and she doesn't wrestle as often. But any chance I get to hang out with her, I love it.
Any memories of Alexandra Bell?
Oh, Xandra Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. Honestly, she's one of the best, well-rounded wrestlers that I've ever been in the ring with. She can fly. She's so technically sound. And, she's smaller, so she bumps her ass off. She always works hard. I love working with her, and I've worked with her a lot recently as well, and that's going to continue on. So anytime I have a match against her, I know it's going to be good. I don't have to worry about it.
Any memory highlights of working at PWA?
At PWA?
Yes.
Many, many moments. More recently, I had a feud with Beautiful Dia, and she's newer, so it's a good experience for me to, being someone that's been wrestling for almost 10 years now, to kind of like shape and mold somebody and have a feud with them in the ring where, you know, I know she's going to listen to everything I have to say. She respects me. She got into the business, like she started out as a fan, obviously, and she would go to local shows and she would watch me wrestle. So, I mean, she has a lot of respect for me. So it's cool to just know that I can be honest and upfront with her, and we actually had some really good matches. I'm hoping to get the chance to work with her again soon, and with PWA too, because they're a great company and I love working there.
Yeah, and she definitely have a like a fun baby face attitude.
Yeah, no, she's a great baby face, because when she comes out during her entrance, that's 100% her. She's not being phony at all. She loves kids. She'll go into the audience and, like, kiss a baby. Like, that's not her being fake at all. Whereas if I were to come out and do that as a baby face, I would just feel like an idiot, because that's not the way I am in real life. But I think the fans see that she is actually being herself, and that's why she's so over.
Awesome. Any thoughts of working with Jules Malone?
Yeah, Jules is cool. We've actually done a tour in Newfoundland together last year, and that was a lot of fun because I got to work with her 7 nights in a row, and I was injured at the time. My knee was really screwed up, and I could barely walk, but I really needed the money, so I was there on that tour. And I kind of had to explain to her, like, look, I can't be running the ropes and doing high spots and stuff like that. And she totally understood. And we went out there and we entertained and we kept it simple. And right after that, I had my WWE tryout. So if I was there with somebody who just wanted to go out and have, like, WrestleMania-style matches 7 nights in a row, and then I found out, you know, while I'm injured that I'm getting a tryout 2 days after I fly home, like, that would have just screwed up my whole psyche mentally. So I'm always grateful to her that she was cool just keeping it simple and not killing me.
She's definitely also can work hardcore matches also.
Pardon me?
She definitely works hardcore matches also.
Yeah, I worked with her recently, I think last month, at the Smash All-Women's Show in Toronto. And, you know, I was in good health, thankfully, at the time. And Smash is a more of a spot-heavy promotion, so we actually got to go out there and show off. And I don't do that too often. So it was fun, and it was, like, a good change of pace for us.
Yeah, I'm definitely a well-known company in Canada also.
Yeah, it's probably one of the more well-known companies in the entire country right now. It has a huge following all over North America, which is really cool. It's good to see them get so successful in such a short amount of time.
Have any memories of working with GCW?
GCW, yeah. Worked there probably for about two and a half years solid, almost every show that they ran. I always had a lot of fun at those shows. It's easy when you're in a professional environment and you're surrounded by friends, and to me that's what GCW always was. Now, politically, we had a few disagreements, like myself and the actual promoter. Basically, he just tried to tell me, you can't work for the other promotion that runs in the same city. And I said, well, I'm sorry, this isn't the 1970s. I'm an independent wrestler, so I'm going to wrestle wherever I want. Go to hell.
You also had a chance to work with a WWE Hall of Fame legend, Coco Beware. What was your memories of teaming up with him?
It was awesome. Like, he was really, really cool. And he actually, like, they told us to go 20 minutes. And, like, his entrance alone was, like, bordering on 10 minutes. And Like, he, that guy can entertain. He didn't have, what's the bird's name? He didn't have Bird with him.
Frankie Jr.
Yeah, he didn't have Frankie Jr. with him. It was just Coco Beware. But, man, there's such a connection with the people. And then, of course, so we win the match. I got the pin, and I used his finisher, the Ghostbuster, I think he calls it. Just a brainbuster. And,
yeah.
And then we like danced around in the ring and did the bird dance, and it seemed like it went on forever. Like, I, that match is on YouTube, and just, I want to go back and watch it and just listen to how many times his song loops during his entrance and during like us doing the bird dance at the end, because it just, it lasted forever, which is cool. He almost like loses track of time sometimes though, and he just lives in the moment.
I guess Frankie couldn't get past the border.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Jake Roberts was in town recently and has a snake guy in areas of the United States, like where he's wrestling, and in Canada too. He just has like, oh, I'm in Ontario, got to call my Ontario snake guy. So with Coco, he only has the one bird, so... It's either going with him or it's not. If it's too far away, it obviously can't go with him.
Okay, cause I guess PetSmart ran out of one day.
Yeah, I don't know how many people you could fool with that. Probably a few, but I don't know if it's worth it.
Right. Have any memories of WSU? I'm working there also.
Yeah, I did the Uncensored Rumble there. Gosh, it was a couple of years ago. What I remember is I went with Zandra, Jody, and Addie Starr. And it's a long damn trip to Philadelphia, let me tell you. it was really cool though. They do combination shows, so it was WSU in the afternoon, and then CZW runs at night, and all the girls just kind of stay and hang out, which was fun. I mean, as far as my involvement with them, I was kind of just there to, like, fill a spot in the car. They were just like, oh, if you want to bring anybody else that wants a spot, you know, bring them. So that's how I got involved. It wasn't like they were like, ooh, we need Caitlin Diamond or anything like that, but... I enjoyed my time there. It was fun.
You also worked at a tag match also.
Yes. The first night we were there, we did the tag. And that's fun. Like, I don't get to team up with Jody DeMilo ever. That might be the first and only time we've ever tag teamed together. And it was so fun. Also working with Zandra is someone I'm comfortable with, and Addie Starr, somebody that I rarely get to be in the ring with, so just overall good experience.
Well, is it like working in Mexico indie scene?
It's crazy. It's confusing because nobody speaks English, and then every match isn't just a match, it's a 2 out of 3 falls match. So if you thought you understood the psychology of a one-on-one regular match, you have to throw that out the window, because A, it's Mexico and their psychology is completely different, and B, it's not just, you know, first fall, the match is over, you have two more to go. And 2 out of 3 falls matches never go 2 falls, ever. Like, any Mexican match you ever watch is always 3 falls. So it's, like, just a given. So there is a bit of a formula to it, but it took a lot of getting used to. And then on top of that, everything that they do is from the right side. So it's like I had to erase 8 years of memory, like muscle memory in my brain, and do exactly the opposite of what I was used to. So overall, like, it was screwed up, but... it was really fun, and it was a challenge, and I'm glad that I did it.
Mm-hmm.
you have any memories of NCW famous fatals?
Oh, Femme Fatales?
Yeah.
Great promotion. Basically, it's like the Shimmer of Canada. So it's always awesome to be there around people that make a living wrestling and travel all over the world. And I feel like I'd been working there for just over a year, and I was really finally starting to come into my own there and get over and get on, like, a hot streak. They're teaming me up with Leah Von Dutch and the Ontario Top Team. And then I find out, you know, we're supposed to have a show next month in Montreal, and it's on hold. Because NCW is a separate company that runs, like, men's shows, or not necessarily men's shows, they probably have women, but it's local to the Montreal area. And then Femme Fatale is kind of, it's under the NCW umbrella, but it's its own entity. Well, NCW is losing money, so instead of canceling NCW shows, which they do every 2 weeks, which is probably why they're losing money, they decide to cancel Femme Fatales, which is actually making them money. So, I mean, I just don't understand it, but hey, hopefully they figure their shit out and they run a show again soon, because that was one of my more favorite companies to work for.
Oh, that sucks. Right now they're taking a hiatus.
Yeah, but NCW is still running their regular shows. Femme Fatale is a big question mark.
Any thoughts of Jasmine?
She's awesome. She's really, really young, and I can relate to that, starting out in the business really young. And she just kind of blew up because she's tiny. She can work really well. She has a great look, and she speaks Arabic, which worked greatly in her favor for getting signed by WWE. And I still have her on Facebook and all that, so I mean, I haven't been in too much touch with her since she got signed because I don't want to bother her. It's not like we were best friends or anything like that, but I still see, like, her posts, and it looks like she's going to be on NXT any day now. I know they've been using her on house shows, so it's just a matter of time, right?
Right. I think she just turned 20,
Yeah. The youngest Canadian to ever be signed, which is crazy.
Wow. I thought it was Teddy Hartley at 17 for the men.
Pardon?
I thought it was Teddy Hart at first.
Yeah. It's difficult being young and,
right,
you know, hopefully that helps her grow up really, really fast. It's either going to do one of two things for her. Either she's too immature and she's not ready for it and she's going to make some really big mistakes and potentially screw up her chances there, or it's going to be the complete opposite. She's going to grow up really quickly, which and I hope it's the latter.
Right. I just still remember Kelly Kelly, the less experienced one. She was there at, I think, 19.
Yep. And they had her taking her clothes off on TV every week.
Yeah. I mean, any thoughts of Skylar Rose?
Yeah, Skylar's cool. She's a pretty good friend of mine. I've worked with her tons and tons and tons in the last 2 years. I feel like almost every other weekend I'm wrestling her. She's someone, again, she's like Bea. She's young, and she doesn't really know who she is yet in the ring or, like, as a character, and she kind of needs to find herself. You know, if you're... It's one thing to be a babyface and just come out and be cheery and hope that people cheer for you, and it's another thing to be a heel and just come out and be a bitch and hope people boo you. But she needs to get a little bit deeper than that if she wants to continue being successful.
True. And you also had a chance to work with Jennifer Blake. How was that memory of working with her?
It was just this last weekend, actually. But I mean, I trained with her in Mexico for a long time, and she helped me out so much there because she was another Canadian that was there and realized how hard it was to be white and a girl in Mexico. So, you know, she helped a lot there with training and stuff like that. And we were supposed to wrestle each other so many times last year, and every time we had a match booked against each other, something came up. Like, I had WWE tryouts, shows got canceled, things like that. So I was just thinking, it's never going to happen. No one's ever going to book it. And last weekend, finally it happens, and it was great. We just went out there and we did a Mexican style match. And I'm not really too comfortable being a babyface. And in this particular promotion, in Pro Wrestling Eclipse, I am a babyface. And I always find comfort in having a really, really strong heel, which she is. So it's like once she went out there first and she got that reaction, she got all the boos, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulder. I didn't have to worry so much about being a babyface. I could just worry, not worry, but I could just concern myself with the match and making sure that went well. So it was awesome. I work with her any day of the week. She's a really, really good friend of mine.
Also, you have any interest ever going to Shimmer or Shine one day?
I have interest in going to both places, 100%. It's really hard to get on their radar because everybody's trying to get on their radar. And unfortunately, in the business right now, there are people that will pay to get looked at, essentially. They'll fly themselves out. And, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. For someone that's been wrestling for almost 10 years, in the face, oh, fly yourself out and spend hundreds of dollars just so we can look at you. I mean, WWE didn't make me do that. WWE is the best wrestling company in the world.
Right.
So why would I do that for Shimmer or Shine? It just seems backwards to me. I get it. There's a lot of goals. There's a lot of indie wrestling even period right now. It's good. It's just harder for me to get that notoriety because I'm not local. I'm in Canada. And I don't want to get noticed.
Right.
That's just a principal thing for me. So.
Right. Yep. But WWE, that's their favorite stomping grounds is Canada and Australia.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people that have come from, they don't like hiring Americans, I don't think. Canadians are better wrestlers, if you ask me, but.
Right. Or maybe it's Paul Levesque's Triple H, he do like a lot of international talent also.
I think they get a tax break, to be honest with you. I don't think it has anything to do with, like, Canadians are better wrestlers. I was just kidding. But I think they get a tax break if they hire a Canadian or an Australian or whatever in comparison to an American. So
right.
Not only do they have a unique entity or a look or a character usually from being foreign, but the company actually gets a tax break. So it just makes business sense for them to do that.
Right, and definitely the UK also, talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Do you watch the current product of WWE, TNA, or Ring of Honor?
I don't watch TNA or Ring of Honor. You know, I catch things here and there, but, I mean, things because I'm friends with people that work in those promotions, so I'll like see their updates, but it's not really, I don't go out of my way to watch I don't even know if I can watch. I know I can watch Ring of Honor. I guess I can watch TNA. I don't know. I don't make the effort. Honestly, WWE has way too much programming. I don't have the network, but if I did, I would be, like, I wouldn't even know where to start. I tend to watch Raw most weeks just because it's, like, a social thing for me. I get together with friends, and that's kind of, like, our tradition since we've been young is we watch Raw. But half the time we don't pay attention. We just hang out. And we do the same thing for pay-per-views if I'm not wrestling, if I'm around. But, yeah, I don't watch SmackDown, Superstars, Main Event, whatever the names of the shows are these days. Everything you need to know about WWE, you can see on Raw.
Yeah, definitely. And then there's the NXT also. If people have the network or Hulu, to see the NXT women also in.
Yeah. If I hear that, because NXT is taped in advance, right? If I hear that a match was really, really good on NXT, I'll go over to my friend's place and we'll watch it. Like, I watched last week's, I think, with Charlotte and Sasha, because right. I was told, like, it was the main event, the women's title match. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll make an effort to watch that. But if it's something that I don't really care for, I'm not going to make the effort.
Right. Yeah, and definitely Charlotte has a definitely has the athletic background. She from her volleyball and also from Ric Flair and George South training her also. And she definitely a good another good worker.
Yeah, it's awesome to see the shakeup now that they have her, Becky Lynch, and Sasha on the main roster. Like, they should have done that a long time ago, I think. But whatever, they're doing it now, and all those girls be there. So it's good to see them getting their dues.
Definitely. Charlotte is still considered to be more of, she's not Diva material, but she's a women's wrestler.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they really need to change the perception of their audience. It's
right.
WWE's fault that a fan would see Charlotte Flair and look at her and be like, oh, she's not Diva material. It's WWE's fault that their fans think that way because that's how they've programmed their fans to think.
Right.
But with bringing up those three girls, none of them are necessarily like Playboy bunny looking models or anything like that, and that's a good thing. You know, women's wrestling, people care about those three girls because they know how to work.
Right. Yep, and I think Charlotte is I think she's she definitely got the size also 5'9".
I'm sorry?
10. Charlotte definitely got the height of I mean, she's definitely 5'9 or 5'10.
She's got to be. I'm like between 5'7 and 5'8, and she's probably 5'9 or 5'10 without boots on. Like, she's tall. You can
right.
tell. I was just making a comment last night that I was watching Raw with my friends. I love, it's just such a simple move, right? I love the big boot because anytime she does it to any of the divas, they're so short in comparison to her. It looks like she just absolutely takes her head off. It doesn't look like she's struggling to get her leg up to chin level with them. She could almost clear their heads. It's awesome.
Right. And definitely, she does it more than Alicia Fox. Yeah.
Alicia Fox, she's not as tall as Charlotte. Charlotte's got some height on her for sure.
Right. And definitely, when I seen her near Tamina, definitely, I was with her. And it's like that. She's not the...
not the biggest one in there.
No, exactly. Tamina's a brick shithouse, man. She's big. She's not super tall.
Right.
But hey, she doesn't have to be. Most of the divas are like borderline midgets.
Right. Yep. And I'm even the one named JoJo, she's
She's so short. I saw her interviewing Stephanie McMahon. I can't remember if it was on the pay-per-view or if it was on Raw. And I was like, Stephanie was probably wearing heels, but it was just like such a height difference. Like it looked insane.
Stephanie's only 5'9", but she had those shoes on.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, I thought AJ Lee was there, but she's tiny than AJ Lee.
Yeah, I know, she's like a miniature AJ Lee. Probably without the talent, that's why she stuck to ring announcing, but to each their
right.
own.
And then also that I think she had a concussion from her NXT training at the Performance Center also.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mean to rag on her for not wrestling.
Yeah. Then you also, I think the other one that came in with her, I forgot her name, the redhead. The one they keep saying that she can't work.
Oh, Eva Marie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. She's debuting on NXT, like, next week.
Right.
Or this week. Is it this week?
I think so, yeah.
And I feel like it's going to be a really high-rated segment because people are going to tune in just to see how badly she does.
Right. And I heard that Brian...
Who knows? She could... Yeah, she was training with Kendrick, so she could just floor us all and be awesome. If she is, I would give her total credit, and I'd stop hating for sure, but I don't know.
Right.
I think the other divas, from what you can tell, have the right idea about her. She doesn't really care about wrestling that much.
Right. And I think they use that on the reality show Total Divas also, the Bellas and stuff, of her going to Brian Kendrick.
Yeah, they weren't too happy about that. I didn't watch the one tonight, but... I mean, Brian Kendrick's awesome. So if anyone could teach an incompetent person how to learn to wrestle, it would be him. So,
right.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, she could fool us all.
Yeah, we'll just have to watch NXT, see what happens.
Right. But I heard that the Sasha Banks and the Charlotte Flair is going to have to talk. I heard probably have to talk, slow down their style of work rate because of the Bellas are not the Bellas or any of the ones that are model type is not used to longer matches.
Well, I don't know. I think it's about time if they're not used to that kind of style, I think it's about time that they figure it the hell out. They've only been there for 8 years.
Right.
They're only in the top spot.
Yeah. Some say their relationship with Cena.
I think they're smart.
Yeah.
Do I genuinely believe that Nikki Bella loves John Cena? Yes.
That
doesn't mean that she wasn't smart for falling in love with him.
Right.
Wrestling is very political.
Yeah. And I think Brie is way more different than her sister. Definitely on that. She's not about that much of the big things in life, like all the fancy cars and everything.
Yeah, she seems a lot more down to earth, which is usually the case. Twins are usually very, very different.
Right.
And I think that she's now a vegan, I think, like Daniel Bryan, I think.
I don't know about that, but if she is, she should probably eat a sandwich because she's about to disappear.
Yeah, definitely. And I just, the only thing I don't like in the storyline, why are they still switching places to go under the ring and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit tired.
Because since they are in different sizes, it's easy to tell them apart now.
Yeah, it's easy to tell them apart, definitely. One has a huge fake rack, and the other one is a bag of bones.
Right. And I also got to give Paige a lot of credit also for doing all three shows of Raw and Tough Enough and a lot of Tough Enough, and then sometimes doing house shows also.
Oh yeah, I believe it. I think like Paige works the most. She's doing Raw, Tough Enough, SmackDown, pay-per-views, and house shows. 100%, all of them. All the live events she was on the road for when I was there. She did Raw, she did SmackDown. And she's young, you know.
Right.
She's busting her ass, so it's good to see that. It's good to see people with work ethic. Anybody,
right.
Like, here's the thing about the Bellas. I can say whatever I want about them not being the best workers in the world. They work harder than myself or anybody could ever give them credit for. I do have respect for them in that regard.
Right. And, they actually so nice in person also.
Yeah, honestly, like, watching Total Divas, they're hilarious. They're actually, their interviews are really funny, and it's good to see them in a more, like, human way, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Realize they're normal people like you and I that just have a really good job and politically have themselves in a really good position. I don't think they're bad people, though, by any means.
Right. And I was surprised about my coworkers. They don't even watch wrestling. They actually turned to Total Divas.
Yeah, that kind of show can get anybody, any audience. People love reality TV.
Right. And they so much into the Bellas also.
Well, obviously they've got a formula with that show and it works.
Right. But I think that they just still need to have different divisions of Divas and bring back the women's title.
Yeah. I long for those days. I feel like this whole Divas revolution they have is about 7 years too late, but
yeah.
Better late than never.
Yeah. But I think Triple H is trying hard to make it more of a women's division from his father-in-law.
Absolutely.
And I still remember his interview that he wants more time for women to wrestle.
Yeah, and you can see it's slowly but surely starting to happen. So,
right.
Props to him.
Yeah. And hopefully Stephanie also supports it also more.
Yeah, I think she does. The reason she put herself in that segment introducing the new girls. She believes
right.
in them.
Yeah. Because I'm still impressed with her that time when she first debuted to have a wrestling match in the women's division. I think she hold her own also.
Both the McMahons, like Shane and Stephanie, are awesome wrestlers. For people that aren't regular wrestlers, they always have wicked matches. I love like watching all of their stuff. They're very entertaining.
Right. and definitely shamed on taking bumps off 40 or 50 feet.
Yeah, he's crazy.
And I think that he's the more down-to-earth McMahon that was actually a fan of Ring of Honor and ECW that got Vince to end up going after their guys.
I have no idea. I couldn't even speculate on that.
Yeah, it's true about the ECW because he that's how he got the Van Terminator from Rob Van Dam.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember that.
But I just wish that he was back in the company, but I think him and Vince had a different direction.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. But you never say never that he could
never
be back.
Never say never in wrestling.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Wayne, I gotta get off the phone.
Oh, okay.
We wrapping up.
Anything to plug for your upcoming shows before you leave out?
That's a good question. I can plug my Twitter, so at Caitlin Diamond, KaitlinDiemond, Facebook.com/Caitlin.Diamond, and I've got a big show. I got a title defense this Sunday, July 26th, against Alexia Nicole for Crossfire Wrestling. Should be a good show.
Awesome. It was an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio. You can come back anytime to the show.
Awesome, man. I hope to be back soon.
All right.
All right, take care of yourself.
All right, you have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Caitlin Diamond. If you want to get in, look for this archive, go to blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio for all your shows. Also, Facebook fan page of Wrestling X Factor Radio Show, where you can find shows there, or the group page at Wrestling X Factor Radio. And this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep with my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, but you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And I'm ruthless like Rusev. Move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Yeah, chico. Yeah, chico. You're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me. Something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look. Hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brothers, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, the Wayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. Stop.
Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet.
I dare you niggas act fly.
Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.